Hi. Doing another one of these, and it's evening on Saturday in the morning. Some of the folks are going to gather up at the church building to have worship service, but today, still wanting to share with you what's going to be preached in the morning. And so, Psalm 100 is where we want to look. If you want to look in your Bible, we were in Psalms last Sunday. We're going back to the Psalms this Sunday. The 100th Psalm. It's a short one. I need the prayer, and I probably could use the practice. So we're going to pray, then read our text, then we're going to talk about it. So let's pray just for a minute. Father, thankful that you've given us this time together. I thank you, Lord, for your spirit that stirs to give us a hunger to know more of you and your word. And so I'm thankful, Lord, for each one that participates with me in these video messages. And Lord, I value this opportunity. And so you stir with your Holy Spirit within each of us and me to accurately teach your word and what you've laid on my heart. And in each one listening, Lord, as you speak to them and apply your word to their hearts. We love you and we need you. And forgive us of the ways we fail you. And in the name of Jesus, the true King and the hero of the story, we pray. Amen. So Psalm 100, it's not attributed to anybody in particular. And so like last week, you can imagine whoever you want in there. But it does say that it is a psalm of thanksgiving. So it's a song of giving thanks. So let's see what we're going to give thanks about. Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. And so, for some of us, this may be a time of rejoicing and thanksgiving. For some of you, this may still be a part of the hard times that we're going through. But an interesting thing here is that the psalm doesn't add an asterisk in this. It is a blanket to everyone, all lands, to lift your voice, giving shout of joy to the Lord. A shout of joy to the Lord and serve him with gladness. To come into his presence with singing. And I know some of us are like, I kind of hate to be very loud because, you know, I don't want the windows to crack or the dogs to howl. But the reality is, as other psalms tell us, just make a joyful noise. God listens to the heart as much as he does to the voice. And so everywhere with gladness and singing, let us rejoice. But here's the thing. Some days we may not feel like it. We may not be thankful for every circumstance. But as the Apostle Paul told the Thessalonians, we can be thankful in every circumstance. And you notice the difference? We may not be thankful for, but we can be thankful in every circumstance. We can be thankful for something at all times. We always have a reason to rejoice in God. And I want you to think about this. Three examples here of that, of rejoicing in the wilderness. You know, as Christians, we talk about time in the wilderness as being a time of challenge and of trials and tribulations. We may have a time in which we feel exiled, where we are away from those we love and what is familiar, and a time of persecution where being a Christian has brought hard times into our lives. And I know for some people, all three of those get wrapped up in one in our feelings and emotions over the last month or two. But I want to give you something from each of those three examples. In the wilderness, when God carried his people through the wilderness, he told them in Deuteronomy, they never lacked. Their shoes didn't wear out. Their clothes didn't wear out. He provided for them in many ways. Now, he challenged and stretched their faith. And oftentimes, they were not thankful. But they had reason to rejoice. And Moses tells them that. We see a time in the exile when the children of Israel had been ejected from the promised land because of their sin and their hard-heartedness. I read through the book of Jeremiah, just finished it this week. Oh, it is heartbreaking. And as the book that follows, Lamentations, Jeremiah laments, he mourns for what he has seen and observed. And in the middle of it, there's suddenly a praise and worship time. Because it is of the Lord's mercies that we were not consumed. Great is his faithfulness. He rejoices in God, having been good to them. And I think a famous one for persecution always comes from the New Testament. You'll remember Jesus told in the Sermon on the Mount that we should rejoice and be exceedingly glad for our persecutions. For so they persecuted the prophets before us. For great is your reward in heaven. And I don't know that it was a joyous, happy song that Paul and Silas were singing in prison in Philippi, but it does say that they were praying and they were singing hymns, singing psalms of worship to God. And so in all three of those examples, the wilderness, the exile, and in persecution, even in those hard times, God's people were commanded and have given us example of obedience and finding reasons to praise God because of who God is. And that's where Psalm 100 takes us next. Did you notice that? In verse 3, he says, "Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture." So reason number one is that because he is God, we're not. And there's nothing humbling like realizing, oh wait, I'm not the one in charge. I'm not the one who's got it all together. There's nobody a self-made person. Did you notice that in that line? He made us, not we ourselves. You know, and as Americans, we like that independent, self-made. But the reality is we're not really. God had to give us the abilities, the strength, the opportunities to do what we've been able to do. And he does do that for his people, his sheep, who are in his pasture. He cares for them. He is responsible for us, and thus we are responsible to him. Again, notice the prepositions there are important. He's responsible for taking care of us. And we are responsible to him to give him thanks, to give him praise because of what he is doing for us, what he has done for us. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. We can come to him. We can come with gratitude, with appreciation. An attitude of gratitude goes a long ways, not only before God, but before others. You know, some ungrateful people. And it's kind of frustrating to be around them, isn't it? And that's where I got convicted, and I kind of didn't feel comfortable with this. Because we murmur. We do. Even when we've been blessed, we complain. And right now, you probably know some people who are murmuring and complaining because we have been blessed. We live in a part of the world where we complain that it's not as bad as it was advertised it was going to be. It was going to be a disaster. And it seems like it's more self-made than natural disaster. And we complain, we murmur, when in reality we should be entering to God's presence with thanksgiving. Because the reason it's not as bad as it could be has nothing to do with us. It has everything to do with Him. I'm sorry, God. I lose that perspective so often. God spared us and has answered our prayers that we prayed. Are we remembering to give Him thanks for having provided in that way? I wasn't. I don't know about you, but I think we need to be praising God for those things. For the Lord is good, the psalmist says. His mercy is everlasting. His truth endures to all generations. God has more mercy than we have repentance. God has more mercy than we have repentance. He has more mercy than we have sin, and much more than we have repented of those sins. I'm the bottleneck here, not Him. God would prefer to show grace, but how often do we still choose judgment? Because we won't confess and forsake our sins that we might find mercy, as the Proverbs tell us. But God will prove Himself righteous beyond all of our claims of knowing what is fair and what is unfair. His truth will endure to all generations. His mercy is everlasting. And again, going back to that reading through Jeremiah and through the book of 1 and 2 Kings, and it's exhausting to me because I realize His patience was way more than mine. I think it's easy for us to kind of read through it and say, ooh, God's scary. He really punished him. His patience was seemingly limitless as He warned and disciplined His children over and over again, and they refused to listen. Is that not true of how He deals with us? But as a loving Father, He disciplines. He corrects. For the Lord is good. And so we have a reason to be thankful. He's given us life, breath. I breathed again. That's a gift from God. I was visiting with an old friend, a friend of my dad's more, and just that reminder I walked away with, it is a gift. Every little thing that God allows is a gift from Him, because He could call me home very easily. He's given me a tremendous salvation, so great a salvation, as the writer of Hebrews calls it. He's forgiven me of all my sins and my trespasses. The Lord is good. I live in a country where we have more liberties than most of the world has. Even as we see them eroding, they are still more than most of the world gets to enjoy. Blessed in that the prosperity that we have. Yeah, it's less than it was before, but we still got more than most of the world has. That I have my bills paid. My needs are met. It may not seem like it's as much as it was before, again, but wow. It's still, the Lord is good. He is God. He is good. He is righteous altogether. Let us enter His courtroom with praise. just a short little psalm, 5 verses for us to think upon. But I challenge you this week, maybe to kind of spend some time with the psalmist in this song of thanksgiving. Allow him to teach us the reasons we have to be grateful, to count our blessings, name them one by one, as the old song says. Thank you for joining me. We'll do this again next week. Let's close with a word of prayer. Father, I'm thankful. Thank you for bringing us this opportunity. Thank you for being so good to us. Just help us to count these blessings, Lord. Even this one right here, of sharing some time through technology with some of your people, the sheep of your pasture. We love you and we need you, and our hearts are restless until they find their rest in thee. And in the name and for the glory of Jesus Christ, we pray.